Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We update it every single day to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's a 14-year-old website, and we hope you use it. Listen, read, ask questions, check out the blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question on the homepage. We'll entertain and inform and educate you all at the same time. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something you can do there. Mark Davis is our guest and our new friend. He's the co-author Mark, what is your co-author's name? I'm sorry, I just don't
his
have
his name it. Is Richard Torrenzano.
Yeah, thank you for that. I want to make sure we mention his name. The book is called Digital Assassination: Protecting Your Reputation, Brand, or Business Against Online Attacks. But we talked about businesses in the last segment. I want to move over to politics a little bit for a little bit, Mark. And here's something that happened this last week. It was a private, the press admitted it was a private conversation between President Obama and President Sarkozy of France.
Yes.
And Sarkozy said to Obama, I hate that Netanyahu, prime minister of Israel. I hate him. And he said some other scurrilous things about, and then Obama basically didn't join him, but he just sort of said, well, something like, well, what if you had to work with him every day like I do, or something like that. and they thought, I mean, which any guy would have said that to another guy, you know, you're just kind of hanging out. But before the news media reported that, I mean, before they actually, you know, reported, they said they thought it was a private conversation, yet the mic was on. For these guys, the mic's always on. Can they ever have a private conversation?
Well, no, they can't. And here's the interesting thing is neither can we,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
You know, Robin Williams, the comedian, has a wonderful line. He says, we no longer have to worry about Big Brother. We have to worry about Little Snitch. And I can take my iPhone and just push a little button and record any conversation and post it.
That's exactly right. No question. Well, you know, I was thinking, this reminds me of the Seinfeld episode. Remember when he was dating this beautiful girl? This is 20, you know, almost 20 years ago. He was dating this beautiful girl, and he was trying to impress her, and later they saw each other on the street. She was driving, he was driving, and he was scratching his cheek. But it looked like, from her perspective, it looked like he was picking his nose.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he said, no, no. You know, she just was aghast, right? Well, if that were happening today, the world would think that Jerry Seinfeld picks his nose.
Yes.
Because she would have videoed him instead of just looking at him.
That's exactly right. And it's the expectation of privacy is different now. You've got to be very careful about who you're talking to and what you say.
And as you said, it's not just politicians, business owners too.
That's right.
And so now in your book, your book is devoted to what you call digital attackers, new media mayhem, silent slashers. Who are these people?
Well, what we did was we broke up the different types of attack. Not as other people have done by platforms like Facebook attacks or Yelp attacks, but we've looked at it from the point of view of the attacker, the varieties of human malice, and the forms of the strategies they take.
Right.
A silent slasher is someone who posts something about you that's evil, that's hurtful, that hurts your business, but you can't find them. They've used a pseudonym. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they've posted from a wireless internet site, a cafe where you can't trace them back.
Pardon me, Mark. This has happened to me in this way. It wasn't horrible, but people. I write a lot of. I do a lot of writing. I post a lot of stuff every year, and when I do my Google search, my name pops up on certain websites where they have taken my article and reposted it for their own purposes.
Yes.
And only at the bottom did they even mention my name.
Yes.
Sometimes I've actually seen them where they change my words to be like as if it were written for the Czech Republic or something, you know, Czech English, and I can't find who these people are.
Some of them are link farms. They're just taking content off the internet and stuffing it to drive to drive their links. Some of them are people who are just plagiarists. This is happening to politicians. In the last election, you had websites for Rudy Giuliani, for Fred Thompson, and other candidates that looked real and had a lot of their real stuff on it, but they were inserted in their crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So you would reread that and think, well, this guy's nuts. I'm not going to vote for him.
Here's a prediction. Here's a prediction, Mark. I'm just arrogant enough that I do this fairly often. Here's a prediction. and I'll tell you what, I have to say I've got about a 75% batting average over the last 14 years. My prediction is at some point in time in the next 5 years, there will be a tipping point. Something will happen that somebody will take action that has some power to take action. Now, will they solve the problem? I'm not going to say that they will, but there will be a point where something will happen. It might even go viral. It might be where people say, you know what, they're right. This, you know, let's all agree. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive and romantic. What do you think?
Well, I think that they're, you know, it's hard. People will try to address this problem, but the nature of the internet is that it's sticky. It doesn't let go of things.
The toothpaste is out of the tube, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's not that you cannot get rid of a bad thing, but that you can use a reputational cushion. You can put in so much good stuff about yourself.
That's what
you gotta
do.
Stuff.
Have the good stuff outweigh the bad stuff. That's the main thing, isn't it?
You're absolutely right.
Give us the website again, Mark.
It's digitalassassinationbook.com.
Will you come back another day, Mark?
You bet.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Mark Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that book. Brand new. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.